Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Courage to Overcome, the podcast where we talk about toxic people and relationships. And so today I'm diving deep into a topic that might challenge everything you thought you knew about love. If you've ever found yourself asking, "But I love him so much, how can this be wrong?" Or, "He says he loves me, so why does it hurt so badly?" Then this episode is for you. Today we're talking about when love isn't love. You know, ladies, I've been there, standing in the aftermath of what I called love, wondering how something that felt so intense, so consuming, could leave me feeling so broken and empty. The world tells us that love is passion, obsession, that is supposed to hurt sometimes. Movies show us that jealousy equals love, that grand gestures after fights are romantic, that he only acts that way because he loves you so much. But what if I told you that everything our culture has taught us about love is not only wrong, but it's actually keeping us trapped in cycles of pain and toxicity? Today we're going to look at love through God's lens, not the world's. We're going to discover what real love looks like, and I'm going to give 5 practical checks to help you discern whether what you're experiencing is true love or something else entirely. So let's start by being honest about what our culture teaches us about love. Turn on any romantic movie, listen to most love songs, scroll through social media, and you'll see a pattern. Love is supposed to be all-consuming. Jealousy is a sign of how much someone cares. You should be willing to sacrifice everything, including yourself, for love. Love means never giving up, even when you're being hurt. If it doesn't feel intense and dramatic, it's not real love. Love conquers all, no matter how toxic the situation. Sound familiar? I thought so. But here's the problem. This isn't love at all. This is what psychologists call trauma bonding, attachment wounds, and codependency wrapped up in pretty packaging and sold to us as romance. Now, let's look at what God says about love. Let's turn to Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8. This isn't just wedding verse poetry, ladies. This is God's definition of what love actually is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking, it's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Now, let me ask you something. Does this sound like the relationship you're in or the one you've just left? Let's break this down. Love is patient. Does he rush you into decisions, pressure you sexually, get angry when you need to take time to think or pray about something? Love is kind. Are his words gentle and building you up, or are they cutting and tearing you down? Love does not envy. Is he threatened by your friendships, your relationship with God, your dreams and goals? Love is not proud. Can he admit when he's wrong? Does he humble himself and truly apologize? Or does he make excuses and blame shift? Love does not dishonor others. Does he speak respectfully about you to others and treat you with dignity, especially when he's angry? Love is not self-seeking. Does he consider your needs, your feelings, your well-being, or is everything about what he wants and needs? Love is not easily angered. Does he have explosive outbursts, walking on eggshells around someone's anger is not love. Love keeps no record of wrongs. Does it bring up past mistakes to manipulate you? True love forgives and doesn't weaponize your vulnerabilities. I could go on, but you get the picture. Biblical love looks nothing like what we see in toxic relationships. Now let's talk about why this false version of love feels so real and so intense. There's something in psychology called a trauma bond, and we all need to understand this. A trauma bond occurs when you're in a cycle of abuse, followed by affection, neglect, followed by attention, cruelty, followed by kindness. Your brain literally becomes addicted to this cycle. The relief you feel when the storm passes, when he's sweet again after being cruel, creates a chemical reaction that your brain interprets as love. Think about it. When someone hurts you and then shows you kindness, that kindness feels incredibly intense, doesn't it? It's like being in a dark room and suddenly someone turns on the light. That light feels so bright, so warm, so wonderful, but only because you were sitting in darkness. This is why you might feel more in love with someone who treats you poorly than with someone who treats you consistently well. Your nervous system is confusing intensity with intimacy, drama with devotion, and chaos with connection. In Jeremiah 17 verse 9, God tells us, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?" Our feelings, especially when we're traumatized, can tie us. This is why we need to measure our relationships against God's word, not our emotions. The enemy is crafty. He takes our deepest need for love and connection and twists it into something that destroys us. He makes us think that suffering for someone proves our love, that enduring abuse shows our commitment, that fixing someone demonstrates our worth. But that's not love. That's bondage. What real love looks like, real love, biblical love, feels different. It feels safe. It feels steady. It might not have the dramatic highs and lows that trauma bonds create, but it has something far better. It has peace. In John 10 verse 10, Jesus says, "I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Any relationship that is draining your life, crushing your spirit, or separating you from God is not from Him. Real love builds you up. It encourages you to become the woman God created you to be. It supports your relationship with Jesus. It celebrates your gifts. It respects your boundaries, and it creates an environment where you can flourish. Look at how Jesus loved us. He gave His life for us, yes, but He also spoke truth to us, set healthy boundaries. He set healthy boundaries. Please listen to my previous episode, How to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. And Jesus called out sin with gentleness and always pointed us towards the Father. He never manipulated, never guilt-tripped, never used His love as a weapon to control us. Look at how He treated the woman caught in adultery. That's the standard. That's what we're looking for. Now let me give you 5 practical checks to help you discern whether what you're experiencing is real love or something else. Check 1, the peace test. Ask yourself, does this relationship bring peace to your life or chaos? In Colossians 3:15, Paul writes, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts." The word rule here means to umpire or referee. So God's peace should be the deciding factor in your decisions. Real love might have challenges, but it doesn't create constant anxiety, fear, or turmoil. If you're always walking on eggshells always anxious about his mood, always waiting for the next explosion. That's not love. Check 2, the growth test. Ask yourself, is this relationship helping you grow into the woman God created you to be? In Ephesians 4:15, we're called to grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Any relationship that stunts your spiritual growth, discourages your dreams, or makes you smaller instead of larger is not aligned with God's will for your life. Healthy love challenges you to be better, supports your goals, and celebrates your victories. It doesn't compete with your relationship with God. It enhances it. Check 3, the fruit test. Ask yourself, what fruit is this relationship producing in your life? In Galatians 5:22-23, Paul lists the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Are these qualities increasing in your life through this relationship, or are you becoming more anxious, bitter, fearful, and reactive? The fruit will tell you everything you need to know about the root. Check 4, the truth test. Ask yourself, can you be completely honest in this relationship without fear? Jesus said in John 8:32, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. If you have to hide parts of yourself, walk on eggshells with your words, or lie to keep the peace, you're not in a relationship built on God's foundation. Real love creates a safe space for honesty, vulnerability, and authenticity. It welcomes truth even when it's uncomfortable. Check 5, the independence test. Ask yourself, does this relationship respect your autonomy and your direct relationship with God? In 2 Corinthians 3:17, we read, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, or liberty. Another translation says liberty. Any relationship that seeks to control you, isolate you from godly community, or come between you and your Creator is not from God. Healthy love encourages your independence, supports your friendships, celebrates your unique calling, and never tries to be your God. I know this might be hard to hear. Maybe you're realizing that what you thought was love isn't love at all. Maybe you're seeing that the intensity you've been chasing is actually trauma, not romance. That's okay. In fact, it's more than okay. It's the beginning of your freedom. God has so much better for you than settling for counterfeit love. He has real love waiting for you, the kind that builds you up instead of tearing you down, the kind that brings peace instead of chaos, the kind that points you towards heaven instead of dragging you towards hell. Your worth doesn't come from being loved by someone who hurts you. Your value doesn't increase because you endure abuse. Your strength isn't measured by how much pain you can tolerate in the name of love. You are the daughter of the King. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You deserve to be cherished, respected, and treated with the dignity that Christ died to give you. If you are in a relationship right now that's failed these tests, please, please reach out for help. Talk to a pastor, a counselor, a trusted friend, a professional. You don't have to figure this out alone. So thank you for joining me today on Courage to Overcome. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. God is with you and he's for you. If this episode helped you, please share it with a friend who might need to hear it. And also, please like and subscribe. And I also have other episodes that will help you. There's one episode called How to Say No Without Feeling Guilty. That's a really good episode, and it really help you to set boundaries. So until next time, keep walking in courage, keep trusting in God's goodness, and remember, you were created for so much more than surviving someone else's storm. So just reminding you that, you know, you have everything you need to overcome. Take care and God bless.